Hey guys, I am back for episode 3. I know it's been a few weeks, and you know, when episode 2 came out, now I'm doing episode 3. And I also want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to episode 1 and 2. I appreciate it so much. It makes me so happy that people are listening, hopefully enjoying it. If you're listening via Anchor, you can definitely leave me voice messages of feedback if you like it. If you want me to talk about something, if you have questions, you can do that there. Also, I did make a Twitter for Let's Talk About Sex podcast, and the Twitter is LETSTLKABTSEX. So it's Let's Talk About Sex, where the talk and about is abbreviated. So it's LETSTLK for talk, ABT for about, and SEX. You can follow me on Twitter. You can leave your feedback, your opinions, questions, episode topics, everything like that. You can definitely leave those on Twitter. I did also make an email too, so if you do want to email me your feedback and questions and things like that, you can do that as well. At the email address for that is letstalkaboutsex.podcast1818@gmail.com, and again that email is letstalkaboutsex.podcast1818@gmail.com. So we're gonna get right into episode 3. And my podcast is Sex and Relationships, so I know pretty much episode 2 was about sex, so this one I decided to do a little bit kind of a relationships, kind of not, and it's going to be talking about numbers, and I'm a hoe, you're a hoe, we're all hoes, let's celebrate. So I want to get started with numbers. Now, I know people get in new relationships. People like to find out, you know, how many people has their new partner slept with. The girl wants to know how many partners her boyfriend has slept with. And the boyfriend wants to know how many partners his girlfriend slept with. So, is numbers thing like a deal breaker for some people? Like if you're a dude and your girl friend said she's had sex with 5 to 10 people, like will that be a deal breaker for you? And for a girl, like if your boyfriend said he has sex with, you know, 20 to 40, is that a deal breaker? Like is a number deal or game or however you want to put it, like is that really a deal breaker for some of you? Like for me, my number is just 1, which is my husband, and we've been together for 10 years, so he's my first and only, so like my number is 1. So for him, before we had sex, it was 0, so I'm sure he was excited. You know, I don't think I've really ever asked his number. I know it's a whole bunch, but I really haven't asked. I do know like some that he's mentioned to me, but I really haven't, you know, asked him what his number is, which I don't think would have been a deal breaker anyways. But I wonder, like for him, like if I would have said, oh, like if I wasn't a virgin when I met him, like if I would have said like 4 or 5, I wonder if we would still be together now, because you know, some men don't want their potential girlfriend or wife, whatever the case may be, to have such a high number. And I feel like there are like double standards when it comes to that. Like, why can a dude have, you know, 40 partners and that's okay, but then if the girl has 40 or more partners, then she's a hoe or a slut or different things like that. Like, I feel like it shouldn't even matter because everyone has fun, everyone experiments and do different things from high school, college, and one night stands, and oh, let's get drunk and go party, and whoops, something happens with consent. You know, so you have all these different things, but I feel like dudes, men will always have more, like their number is always going to be higher than a girl's anyways, just because I feel like men have sex or lose their virginity earlier. So I feel like it's like probably like middle school, you know, then there's ones that are high school. But I feel like it's just such a double standard, like why? And but I feel like if I had a high number, I really feel like my husband probably maybe, I don't know. See, I don't know if how he would feel about it, and he's not here right now for me to ask. But I feel like, I don't know, because the people that he has messed with before me, they've had numbers. So, you know, it's just like, would he not? We'll see. I'm sure he'll listen to this episode and probably laugh or something and let me know. So that's cool. So my whole thing is, so if a girl was to have sex on the first date, some would call her a hoe. If a dude were to, some would be like, oh yeah, bro, high five. Like, but why can't the girl get the same? You know, it's like double standards all the way through, from your numbers to if you have sex on the first night or not. It's like, why is there such a big deal? And, you know, it's just like, why do we have these double standards in the first place? And it's just so crazy. Like, I feel like numbers really shouldn't play a big deal in regards to, like, if you should stay with them or not, or even pursue them, because it's just, you don't know what they went through or anything like that. Like, it could have been so many different reasons as to why someone's number is higher than someone else or higher than the person you previously dealt with. You know, there's just so many different factors that come into play. And it just really shouldn't matter. And so, moving on from there, we have the word hoe. H-O-E. The word hoe. Everyone has their opinion on what the definition is for them, because, and it varies from people to people. Like, I had a friend who said, oh, if I go meet this dude and we have sex this first night, would you think I'm a hoe? And I said, no. I was like, you're grown. He's grown. So if you guys were to have sex, then you guys have sex. Y'all are grown. Y'all made that decision. Whereas some people would take that as a hoe. Like, y'all don't know each other. Y'all just met. And now y'all are having sex. You're such a hoe. But I'm just like, no, you're not. Like, because if a dude does it, again, it's high five and yeah, bro, and fist bumps. Like, no, you're grown, we're grown. You can have sex whenever you feel like you want to. And I feel like everyone's definition is different. And that also goes back to numbers, because, and I think I mentioned before too, like, a girl could say, oh, five. And then the dude goes back to his boys and his friends and be like, oh my gosh, she's such a slut, she's such a hoe, because she slept with five people. And then the dude can tell the girl, oh, I slept with 20 to 40. And she probably won't think nothing of it, because that's just how men are, like, whatever. Or some women may be like, okay, he's a hoe too, and he's been moving around catching bodies, you know? So it's just like, everyone's definition is so different. Or, you know, people will look at people and be like, oh, she's such a hoe. But why? Because she's wearing tight jeans and you can see her ass and her hips and thighs. And she's wearing a V-neck shirt and she has big boobs, so they're coming out the top of it. Like, how is she a hoe? Like, people have crazy definitions of what a hoe is. Like, how does someone dress define
a person as a hoe. Just because someone has a body and they want to dress the way they dress does not make you a hoe or consider you a hoe, especially when you don't even know that person. Like, you are just calling them a hoe for no reason. Like, is it because you're jealous that you can't dress like that, or your girlfriend, a wife, isn't dressing like that, so you think this woman is a hoe, when that's not even cool? Like, and then that goes into Amber slut walk. That's why she has her slut walk, which people are so against, and her thing is, you can sleep with as many people as you want to. Men can do it, why can't you? You can wear whatever, you can wear whatever you want, and you shouldn't be considered a hoe, because your clothes that you wear don't define you. Like, there is so much more to you than what you wear, and I feel like if that was the case, a lot of women would not be probably married, because a lot of men don't want to marry so-called hoes. And if I'm sure there's someone out here that dress like that, you know, I've even been around people who've said, oh, she's such a hoe, and I'm like, how? You don't even know her. Like, because she's wearing that, she's the hoe. Like, get out of here. That is so not how it should be. But I just feel like when it comes to the word hoe, there's so many double standards from what you wear and how a man can wear certain things and not be called a hoe. Like, he could be wearing gray sweats and you see his dick print. Like, why isn't he considered a hoe? He knows what he's doing. That's why he's wearing them. Or basketball shorts. Or going commando with no underwear. Like, come on now. So every time we see a man walking around in basketball shorts or gray sweatpants, we should, you know, automatically assume that he's a hoe because of that? Like, no. I don't think so. But that's just how it is. But it's just so such a double standard, and we're sure when it should not be. And numbers, there shouldn't be any judgment in regards to someone's numbers. Like, I really feel like some people shouldn't even know the other partner's numbers, because I feel like it just causes a whole lot of other things that shouldn't, you know, it's just like a trickle effect. And then, like, it's always gonna get brought up when different things happen, or you want to do certain things sexually that maybe they didn't experience, which you've experienced with your 20 plus people, and they didn't experience with their 5 or 10. I just feel like it could just cause something to be way more than what it is. Like I said, like, I would definitely want to know my husband's numbers, or anyone that I was talking to or was going to deal with. Like, I would want to know, for one, that'll let me know that you are maybe way more experienced and things like that, versus if you have a low number. But then if you have a low number, that means we can teach you other things, especially if my number's low. So I feel like I rambled, and I like kind of went in a circle, you know, I feel like I did. Hopefully I didn't, though. No, hopefully what I said makes sense. Like, I'm gonna have to, like, for episode 4, like, do like a blueprint and outlines and bullet points to make sure I get everything I want out of it. But you guys, I hope you guys really enjoy episode 3. I hope so. Oh my gosh. But please give me feedback. You can give me feedback through Anchor messages. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can definitely leave me a review. I don't get notifications through them, but I do go on Apple Podcasts and look and see if anyone left anything. Also, you can email me again at letstalkaboutsex.podcast18@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at LETS, let's, and then talk, TLK, about, ABT, sex, SEX. You can also reach out to me there too. And you can leave your feedback, questions, anything you want me to discuss, talk about your opinions, negative, positive, all of it. I would love to read it. All right, guys. Thanks.